From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. An attack today in Iraq struck at a country that supported the United States throughout the buildup to the war. 7 Spanish soldiers were killed in an ambush as they drove along a road near the city of Najaf. Authorities say the soldiers were attached to an intelligence unit. NPR's Peter Kenyon is covering this story from Baghdad. Peter, what have you learned?
Well, there were 2 cars, we're told, carrying, we believe, a total of 8 Spanish soldiers. And a military official says they were near the town of Najaf, south of Baghdad, on their way to Hilla when they ran into an ambush. There was a British journalist who came on the scene, and he reported an angry mob gathered around 2 destroyed vehicles, one of them still on fire. He saw 4 bodies on the road. Later, that death toll, of course, rose. We got word from Madrid that helicopters had been dispatched to the scene, evacuated bodies, and at least 1 wounded soldier. And that's the latest from the scene.
Wasn't the first attack on Spanish soldiers, was it?
No, Spain has been under fire before. They've sent about 1,300 troops into the country, and they have been a target. A Spanish diplomat was assassinated near his home last month. Of course, others have come under fire as well. The Italians lost 19 in a car bomb in Nasiriyah earlier this month. Britain has lost 20 soldiers over the course of the conflict. The insurgents do make a point of including non-U.S. troops in their attacks. Of course, they also target Iraqis on a large scale, those cooperating with Americans, or even, in the case of Iraqi police, those trying to maintain a semblance of law and order.
And we have to mention that this attack came just hours after we heard from the commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, General Ricardo Sanchez.
Well, that's right. General Sanchez came upon us for the 2nd week in a row now saying that the average number of attacks against Americans was down. And he's right. He estimated that decline at about 30%. The Army has been focused quite intensively now on reducing these mortar attacks and these roadside bomb attacks and the shooting attacks against U.S. forces. They've been using a variety of weapons, some of which these laser-guided and satellite-guided missiles and rockets that haven't been seen since the end of combat operations in May. These very aggressive operations have reduced the number of attacks against U.S. forces. They have also managed to alienate a larger swath of the Iraqi civilian public, many more homes being entered at midnight, many more women and children being turned out on the streets, and searches going on. But at the same time, weapons are being collected, suspects are being arrested, and these attacks against Americans are being reduced.
Well, now, what does Sanchez mean when he says the United States is revising its approach to the Iraqi insurgents?
Well, we've noticed in the past few weeks that the U.S. actions have been more mobile, a lot faster, operations carried out simultaneously at several different locations. You don't do this with lots of tanks rumbling around. You do it with smaller, more mobile forces. And General Sanchez today announced that as a kind of a new policy, a new mix of light and heavy armor, as he called it, a greater emphasis on rapid action and the ability to adjust to changing circumstances.
Okay, NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad. Peter, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.